Country Club FM.
Can't get enough jingle bells here during the...
Well, tis the season.
Tis the season. Right, and have you donned your gay apparel yet, Neil?
It's laid out for tomorrow.
All right,
for the Bob Christmas party.
Thursday, December 14th, 348th day of the year. I can't tell you how much I look forward to that holiday
Christmas party
yeah, each and every year.
Yeah.
It has something to do with the buffet there where we have it. Maybe we shouldn't tell people because otherwise they would... We cause a ruckus. So we probably shouldn't say where it's at until after the fact.
Right.
And then if people remember it for the next year, well, then we just give them credit for remembering and actually caring enough to marking down so they can be there at that time. 1799 today, December 14th, 348th day of the year. This date, 1799, George Washington died.
Oh, wouldn't he?
At the age of 67 and powdered wigs. Don't forget about that.
No, that's quite a look.
He had a lot going on there.
He did.
And his wife Martha was there at his side as he passed away. What a life he lived. Huh? First he's cutting down cherry trees. Then he's fighting in the
British.
French Indian War.
Oh,
he's fighting
that's right.
for the British. And
right.
then he's fighting against them later. I mean... Talk about a guy bouncing back and forth. He crossed a river, the Delaware.
Yeah, in the cold and snow and ice. And he did it all in 67 short years.
And, of course, we honor his birthday each and every year with a mattress sale.
I mean, nothing says salute you for your fine efforts than a mattress sale.
So, 1903, then Orville Wright. And there's no mention of Wilbur here. I think Wilbur was the one who stayed on the ground. He liked terra firma, Neil.
Okay, I get that.
Orville Wright made the first attempt at powered flight. The engine stalled, though, during takeoff, and thank God he was able to abort. The plane was damaged a bit, but we didn't lose Orville on this date. Otherwise, Wilbur would have had to do it, and I don't think if he would have wanted to do it.
Might not have.
Based on what I know about Wilbur, I mean, it might have been somebody else that would have invented powered flight, and we wouldn't be talking about Kitty Hawk and the Wright brothers and all that if Orville Wright had perished on this date when his plane crashed and the engine failed. 3 days later, 3 days after today, they attempted again after repairs were made, and guess what? That thing lifted off for a whole 12 seconds.
Airborne.
I can't even get one bite in my Biscoff cookie. In 12 seconds.
And it was a short flight.
It was a short flight, 102 feet.
19. They didn't even get the announcements of how to, do your buckle and where the exit rows or doors are located. And they were already back on the ground.
But Orville Wright was quite the ladies' man. He did have a stewardess, though.
Ah.
Flight attendant on there. You knew he was going to. That was this date, 1903, 1920. The Gipper died on this date. What was he? Was he the coach? He was a player,
He was
a
player.
And he was ill, and he was... It's going to die, and they go, hey, let's win one for the Gipper.
It's a bit of an urban legend, but the story says he was out carousing and came home, and the dorm was locked, but he always knew that the back door was usually left unlocked, went around, but that night the back door was locked.
Oh, no.
He got pneumonia and died, like a week later with the coach, Newt Rockne, at his side, and that's when he said, hey, when the chips are down and the boys are up against the wall, tell them to win just one for the Gipper.
I thought you always had to watch your step when you know the chips are down. So that was his date, 1920. He was 25. His tragic football story, this date, 1920. Didn't Ronald Reagan play him in the movie?
He did.
1961.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
So this song was released on this date, Jimmy Dean. It's still a hit today.
One of the great story songs.
Big Bad John.
Very popular on the lip sync show, putting on the hits with Alan Fawcett. Farrah Fawcett's brother, by the way, and they had the same hair. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
Farrah Fawcett and Alan Fawcett. They may have just exchanged wigs. I don't know. They just shared wigs. This was the one that's got this ending on it. At the bottom of this mine...
Now, they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed
Remember, there are two marble. Versions of
yes,
this song.
Yes, there are.
These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Now, that's considered the clean version because the original had one hell of a man.
Right.
And I've said this before. I'll say it again. I prefer that version. I just think it's more poetic.
The big, big man.
Yeah. Big man. Big John.
Yeah,
more
for
of an alliteration, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, for 1961 to put hell of a in a song, you know, stretching the boundaries.
Right. 1961, Don Ho greeted the Cape Crusaders.
Don Ho, what are you doing here?
Well, I came back to get some land we lost back in Hawaii.
And to do a little singing here in Gotham City, I hope.
Well, I brought my most important prop along. You've gotten me as far as your bad ropes have gotten you. Hey, I think I'll introduce bad ropes in Hawaii.
Don Ho just happened to be in a building that Batman and Robin, the Cape Crusaders, the dynamic duo, they just happened to be scaling with their bat ropes or bat cables.
What year was that?
1966.
Okay.
Now, you remember the show, how they would get people on the show, just the cameo. They'd open up the window,
They are. When they're scaling the building.
They're going up or down.
Right.
And here today, it was Don Ho. So he appeared on both Brady Bunch and Batman within a 5 or 6 year span.
You know you've made it if you're on both of those shows.
And, of course, that prop he has with him is his ukulele.
Right.
Which I think would be a good tool to fight crime with.
Yeah. We should get one for opening the Bob Almanac.
How about 69?
Out in our audience tonight is Diana Ross of the Supremes, who discovered the Jackson 5 in Gary, Indiana. Wasn't it Gary, Indiana?
Right.
Stand up and take a bow there. Diana Ross.
How about that?
Neil.
Am I supposed to stand up and take a bow, too?
Yeah, she did. Of course, she's Diana Ross. She's a diva.
Right.
She pretty much demanded to Ed Sullivan that you bring up the fact that she is in the audience watching the Jackson 5, who made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan. Then at the end of the Ed Sullivan show, Ed Sullivan goes, yeah, that little guy that's out front, he's spectacular.
Yeah.
And, of course, he wasn't talking about Tito. Or Jermaine, he's talking about Michael.
11-year-old Michael
Jackson.
And he
was spectacular.
Yeah.
And the reason you remember Michael Jackson's age every year at every time is because you guys are the same year.
Same year. Yeah, we're the same age. I've outlived him, though.
You have, sadly.
Yes.
I mean, good for you, sad for him.
Right.
He should still be with us doing what he does. So
for
Jackson
sure.
5, Ed Sullivan Show, 1970 on television.
Have you seen this man? He's Kris Kringle, and the mayor of Sumbertown wants him brought to justice for breaking and entering and giving toys to children.
Outrageous!
His accomplices include a school teacher, 5 elves, and a feisty warlock.
Mr. Warlock, if you please!
If you've seen Kris Kringle, contact Burgermeister Meisterburger immediately. Fred Astaire and Mickey Rooney star in the exclusive cable presentation of the Christmas classic Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Debuted on this date, the Rankin and Bass, a stop-motion animation.
That was good.
Classic 1970. That was a promo that was done later, and that's in the style of Robert Stack.
It is.
Could you tell Robert Stack from Unsolved Mysteries?
I loved it.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Meisterburger, Burgermeister, and the whole crew, including Fred Astaire, as you said, he was the... He was the narrator.
That's pretty good.
It's one of those shows you gotta watch at all times during the Christmas holiday. Rudolph, Frosty. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to ones? The Grinch?
The Grinch is good.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to A White Christmas, my favorite movie of the holiday
I'm talking
season.
About as a kid, though.
As a kid,
you were 9, 10, 11,
yeah,
that
I
was before these shows were on,
right.
So what did you watch?
Rudolph was the one we always did not miss.
Right, because that one debuted in 64, I believe, so you would have been 6. Yeah, you would have been right in the heart of that when that one first came on. 1980, we're going to go to the old Met.
5 seconds left, first down, Cleveland 46. Three wide receivers, right, Kramer back to pass. He's going deep. Down the right side, and it is fought for, and it's
touchdown! Rashawn!
I can still remember biting my fingernails to the nub as the Vikings were trying to win the NFC Central Division against the Cleveland Browns. Poor Brian Sipe.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Poor Sam Ritigliano. Poor Art Modell. They kept showing him in the press box there, the old Metropolitan Stadium. Tommy Kramer threw for 456 yards, the hook and ladder.
with Ted Brown.
They were down big. Was it 24-12 or something? 24-10, something like that, late in the game. And came back to win at 28-24 on the it's a squadron right, Neil. They call that a Hail Mary, but Jerry Burns had his name for it was squadron right.
Yeah, tipped and Rashad going backwards into the end zone.
Yeah, it was fought
and for. Caught it, cost me all the skin on my knuckles.
That's a
jumping
shame.
Up onto hit the ceiling.
2008 this date.
But let me talk about the guy throwing the shoe. It is one way to gain attention. It's like driving down the street and have people not gesturing with all five fingers. It doesn't bother me. And if you want some, if you want the facts, it's a size 10 shoe that he threw.
Hey, you got to give the facts. I mean, presidents nowadays, they don't give the facts some of the times.
Was that random task who threw the shoe?
It, yeah, it was. Exactly. Random task. What was that? That was the takeoff of
Odd Job.
Odd Job, exactly. from Austin Myers.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Yeah, so this date, news conference in Baghdad, President George W. Bush had shoes thrown at him, which is a Middle East Muslim insult, basically.
Right.
And he called the president a dog. Actually, what happened is that this Iraqi reporter had purchased American-made Dr. Scholl's odor eaters, and he was unhappy with the production the quality of this American product. So why not? Is there any better way to show your displeasure with an American product than throwing it at the American president?
That would be the ultimate.
I don't think so. So that was 2008.
This morning, a game-changing deal in the entertainment industry. The Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC News and is home to family-friendly hits like Frozen, Let It Go, Let It Go, Pirates of the Caribbean,
There's a way to Neil, the I know you wanted to sing along to Let It Go.
And Coco,
I'm turning into a skeleton.
What? Cue the music.
Acquiring 21st Century Fox's movie and TV empire.
Yeah, so Disney bought the movie side of Fox, 21st Century Fox. Why don't they just buy everything at this point?
Yeah.
Disney, and then...
That was a big check.
Everything they acquire turns to crap. I mean, the stuff that they did originally, original Disney stuff, is good. It's fine. They do their thing. But then they've acquired Star Wars. They've acquired Marvel. And, you know, it does well for a while, and then... What did I just say? It turns to crap.
Right.
2017.
How about the price tag on that, though? $52.4 billion.
That's nothing anymore.
I guess
that's
not.
Just nothing. Yeah. 2019.
One of the L.A. area's most famous estates has been sold for, wait for it, $150 million. That makes it the priciest residential sale in California history.
Yeah, the Bel Air property is known as Chartwell to some, but to others, it's the Beverly Hillbillies mansion.
Yeah, the mansion where they filmed and hosted the Beverly Hillbillies, $150 mil on this date.
That's amazing.
2019. I wonder if they found any of those double-barreled slingshots.
Right.
That Jethro found. You know, Jimmy Stewart also called those doohickeys.
Yes, he did.
The double-barrel slingshot. You know what I'm talking about,
I do.
You do know what the double-barrel slingshot
the
was.
Over-the-shoulder.
Yes. Yeah. So that was the state 2019. We have some birthdays here today. I think we have more gone but not forgotten than living. But we needed to go to the salvage yard here.
Hey, how you doing, Granny?
Hey, Smitty, Hoppy, what's happening?
Hey,
oh, yeah.
That's what we want to know, man. Now, this lady flagged us down and said someone in here was giving her a problem.
Let me elucidate on that. The complainant here charges that a party residing at this residence reneged on a mutually agreed upon contract by misrepresentation and thereby precipitated a breach of faith.
She said one of you guys was trying to rip her off.
Was the cop on Sanford and Son, he would translate to what Hoppy or Swanee. There were two guys that were the white cops that played that role. One was Hoppy, one was Swanee, but Hal Williams was always Smitty. And he's 86 today.
That's a great...
Actually, 85. Don't want to get him to 86 just yet.
That's a great bit.
But he was on 227, Private Benjamin as well.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to Hal.
Oh, my darling, not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
One of the members of Don.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Tony Orlando, so it's one of the ladies.
Right.
If the answer
and unlike Peaches and Herb and Dave and Sugar, they were pretty consistent with the two ladies that made up Don. It was Thelma Hopkins.
Yep.
and Joyce Vincent Wilson. And it's Joyce Vincent Wilson's birthday today.
Like it.
77. The man had a lot of hits, didn't he?
Yeah.
Tony Orlando.
But he wouldn't be without Dawn.
Elliot's mom from E.T.
If you ever see it again, whatever it is, don't touch it. Just call me and we'll have somebody come and take it away.
Like the dog catcher? But they'll give it a lobotomy or do experiments on it or something.
It's your turn to do the dishes, fellas.
Yeah, do the dishes, fellas. You know, right. She was also the mom on Cujo.
Was she?
She was the one who wisely
she
wisely pulled the trigger on pull the finger too. I think they did that later. That was a scene that was edited.
Right.
That was an edited and removed scene when Cujo asked her to pull his finger.
Right.
But she pulled the trigger on purchasing that Ford Pinto, which is a perfect because it could explode and kill Cujo right there. It was
right.
A wise purchase.
Mm-hmm.
But that's D. Wallace Stone, who is 75 today. An 80s power ballad. This was a staple for the dollar dance.
I've heard it. I can't
just
remember who did
slow
it.
Slow song after slow song. It's Fire. Not Firefall, but Firehouse.
Oh, yeah. Firehouse. Yeah, Mark's had one at Dinah a few times.
CJ Snare, with that name, he should have been a drummer.
Right.
But he's the vocalist, lead singer. Maybe he started with the drums. They realized, hey, you got a great voice. Do your thing. CJ Snare.
How old is he now?
59 okay. Today.
Look at her. She thinks she's so perfect, isn't she? Oh, hi, I'm Karen Walker. Super spy. Perfect hair. Perfect face. She probably cries herself to sleep every night.
I don't think she probably
does. She probably
does.
And not like sort of cute little tears like Brilliant.
The two most unlikely combination of spies ever in the history of the cinematic world. Melissa McCarthy and Miranda Hart in the movie Spy.
This is what I look like when I'm asleep.
It's a funny movie. Have you seen that one, Neil, yet?
I haven't.
You should.
Okay.
51, but you're too busy watching Gunsmoke, as we know. And rapper of the day is Offset. Just kind of like
really?
Your driver.
Yeah, my driver is
your
Offset.
Your driver and your golf clubs are Offset to minimize the slicing.
I snap hook everything.
32 here today, part of the hip-hop trio Migos.
Is that one word, Offset, or Offset?
No, it's Offset, just as you would normally know.
One word, okay.
Yes.
All right. Just wanted to clarify as our rapper of the day. Gone, but not forgotten today. We do have a big list, actually. We're going to start with, we better get right to more of the audio bits. Well, we got to start with Aunt B, Frances Beauvier.
You seem to forget there are some things in this world more important than money. Things like home and people's feelings and where they grew up. And things like do unto others.
Aunt B, I can't do anything about it.
You could if you wanted to. Maybe you stay around jails too much. Maybe you should go to church more often.
Wouldn't hurt, Ange, maybe if he went to church more often.
Will you shut up?
Barney is a churchgoer.
Yeah. I think Andy was, too, yeah. But evidently not enough for Aunt B. She
Who
was...
does a better Aunt B impersonation?
Andy? Now, am I supposed to do it? Andy? Probably you.
Probably. They're both pretty good there.
Yeah. Frances Beauvier, she was Aunt B. And
I think he said Aunt B.
Aunt B, right. Aunt to some, aunt to some. Aunt B, 1902. That,
Floyd the Barber called her aunt.
Yeah,
he
right.
He was very particular about his English and pronunciations and articulation, right?
Yes. Yesterday we had Dick Van Dyke celebrating his 98th. Well, his co-star in the Dick Van Dyke Show has passed on. Born on this day, 1908. What about Maury Amsterdam?
As Buddy.
Buddy. I cherish this moment. Never in my entire life have I been happier to say goodbye to anyone. Goodbye forever.
Melanie, many years of our association, I know I've said a lot of unkind things about your bald head. And I'm sorry I didn't mention the rest of your ugly puss.
Poor Mel.
Poor Dick Deacon. There he was, Maury Amsterdam, letting Mel have it there, born on this day, 1908. Musician, band leader, the great Spike Jones.
In some secluded rendezvous.
that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. This and that.
Nobody else was doing the things he was doing at that time.
Innovative musician and band leader.
He's the one who gave us All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, too.
There you go. Spike Jones, very talented guy. Born on this day, 1911. He gave us 60 Minutes. Hall of Fame television producer Don Hewitt.
When you just give love and never get love.
Don Hewitt, 1922, by the way. And this is the Silver Fox. Depart. Grammy award-winning country singer Charlie Rich. We know him as the Silver Fox. Boy, he's good. He won Grammy for Behind Closed Doors. The great Charlie Rich.
Can't get you out of my heart.
Can't get you out of my heart. How about that? 1932 for the Silver Fox. Singer Johnny Moore, he was the lead guy of the Drifters.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tie.
You know, I wish I was and would have been in the percussion, because I think our band room had that instrument, the one that's kind of doing the little scratching zip, there.
Yep.
It's kind of, I think it looks kind of like a bowling pin, and then you have another piece of wood that you kind of scrape it, and you kind of go back and forth and make that sound.
Right.
It's,
He's got several different things. He's got the little... He's got it all. Johnny Moore from The Drifters right there, 1934. A year later, actress Lee Remick.
Yeah, she's got to get out of Dodge because her son's coming after her.
Tom Portman will meet you at the hospital and bring you here to Rome.
Robert, what's happened? What's wrong?
Please, darling, just do it. Get ready to leave.
Oh, Robert, I don't think I can move very well.
Kathy, do it.
If Gregory Peck tells you to leave and get the heck out of there,
right,
you're going to do it.
He's got good reason.
That's from The Omen.
Oh,
she
yes.
was Damien's mom, not birth mom, of course.
That song, that movie was...
He was born to a different type of, I don't know what you want to say, animal. It was good. The whole trinity, the three movies were all very good.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she didn't make it through the first.
No. Was that the one, was kind of the guillotine, or what happened to her?
Well, Damien knocked her, she was fixing a light bulb, she was watering a plant, and Damien comes in with his trike, knocks her over the banister and all the way down to the foyer in their house.
Yeah, that was
big house, he was an ambassador.
Right.
And then she's in the hospital here, then Mrs. Blaylock came over to finish the job.
Ah, that's right. Lee Remick.
Evil Mrs. Blaylock.
Right, played the role and was born on this day, 1935. Remember Patty Duke Austin? Or Aston.
Meet Cat News, live most everywhere. From Zanzibar to
it's TV
Barclay
theme
Square.
Time, Jim.
But Patty's only seen the sights the girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair. But they're cousins. Identical
cousins.
Come
I mean,
on.
How are you gonna, who's gonna buy that?
Identical cousins? That doesn't happen.
No.
Patty Duke Show. There are so many others. Patty Duke Aston, born
miracle
on this day.
Worker. She
miracle
was,
worker. She
Helen
was Helen Keller.
Keller.
Yeah. And then in the remake, she played
Ann Sullivan,
the miracle worker.
That was the one with Laura Ingalls and Melissa Gilbert.
Right. 1946. Remember Bill Buckner?
Hey, Buckner, you suck.
Hey, have a nice day, fellas.
Nice catch.
Jerks, huh?
Oh, my God. How do you put up with that?
Hey, just get used to it.
You, Buckner!
Hey!
You stink!
I so do you!
That's when he was on Larry David's show, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, Bill Buckner. Yeah, I did let the ground ball kind of
it gets through Buckner.
Mookie
Here
Wilson.
Comes night.
I think Mookie Wilson hit it up the line.
Is this a dribbler?
1940. It was not hit hard, 1949.
And that was the problem with it.
That was.
It was a hot shot. He makes the play.
For sure. And it's, you know, Ray Knight does not score.
Though. No.
NASCAR driver Alan Kulwicki died tragically, born on this day in 1954. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bob-a-thon and all the music that needs to be played here coming up. Alan Jackson, Don't Rock the Jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
John Anderson with the Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Oak Ridge Boys, Gonna Take a Lot of River.
Since it was John Anderson's 69th yesterday, go John Anderson this morning.
And away we go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany.